When God, from his original plan, planned for his man to rule heaven, or rule earth like heaven. Earth was to be ruled and operated like heaven. There's no sickness in heaven. There should be no sickness on earth. There's no poverty in heaven. There shouldn't be no poverty on earth. Now, why would God be two-faced? He up there got everything perfect, then he run this all twisted up. Because there's poverty, there's sickness, there's disaster, there's death. Ain't nobody dying in heaven. Come on, y'all. I mean, we all said God is in control. Well, why would he be two-faced? Why would he run his kingdom different from us and he called us his sons? And he tells us in his word that he loved us just as much as he loved Jesus. And Jesus sitting at his right hand. Now, why would he treat Jesus different from us? If he running this earth, of course, you know, as folks say he is. God's in control. That statement had robbed many saints of a blessed lifestyle because they think God is doing it to them. They think God is punishing them for their sin. They think because they've done wrong or missed it, God is after them. No, God's trying to get you out of the sin. God's aim is to get you free from the sin, and he did that. Now he's trying to get the knowledge to you that you have been freed from sin. So you don't have to allow sin to operate in your life. As well as, listen what the scripture says. It says in Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What is under the curse? Spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and lack. Now, if he redeemed me from this, that means he's not going to put it on me what he redeemed me from. Am I right? So is somebody out there that's trying to deceive me to make me think that I haven't been redeemed. And try to make me live a life apart from the word of God because I don't know what I ought to know because I spend too much time with Matlock and not enough time with the word. And therefore, when I should be reigning in life because of what Jesus has done, I am suffering something that I don't even have to put up with. And so when Jesus was born, that's why the angels were so excited. They couldn't see all into what was happening, but they knew it was something good taking place because they'd been around the throne of God long enough to know when God do something, it's good. And so, what most of the church world and what God wants you to understand, this is not something, all these friend benefits, you know, this stuff comes along beside. It's all right. But that should not never take the place of your praise, your worship, your thanksgiving, your consecration and your dedication to the Lord God Almighty for what he have done, because he have done something so marvelous. So magnificent, so outstanding, something beyond anybody else, the devil included in all his cohort, can't touch it. When you move over into this and live and abide in it. Because he has set us free. He redeemed us from the enemy. It's up to you to stick. It's up to you to declare what you will have and not have. But most people allow their flesh, the devil, the world, the kinfolk, the relative, the neighbor, the co-workers, and all of them have more influence in telling them what to do than their father. And then when they get in trouble, they want to blame God for it. God put that on me. No, he didn't. He redeemed me from it. And then when we come to celebrate and worship God, we sit there like we don't know him. I guess that's why we do that. When we ought to be saying, thank you, Jesus. You brought me through another week. You brought me through this trial. You kept me in the midst of this storm when I didn't even recognize how much danger was around me, but you kept me anyway. Thank you, sir. But we sit there like we're mad at him. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. Because from the beginning, listen to me, from the beginning, God intended for earth to operate like heaven. Full, overflowing. That's why you see when you cut grass or cut a tree down, you see something sprout up from the root. It's just designed to come back, produce. Man messed it up. Out of all the stuff we've done, out of all, just think about it. And yet God will keep the earth, it keeps spinning just like he set it up. Just think about all the bums and all. I was in Vietnam, and I can't tell you how many bum caves or bum holes I saw and that we had to go through and the minute I didn't even see. All the bombing, all the disasters, and all the earthquakes, all the tsunamis that have happened, that yet the earth remained balanced and keeps spinning. But we cooperate with a wicked spirit working. I said we, the unbelievers, are cooperating with a wicked spirit working havoc in this earth God created to bless you. To give you everything you need. That you lack nothing, you need nothing. That whatever you said out of your mouth will come to pass just like God said it. That's the way he designed us. But we walk around and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. We curse ourselves, we curse our neighbor, and we curse our country. We get so caught up on the president, we curse him. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Maybe a blessing in the sky because we so... No, whoa. What we got to do is get a revelation of Jesus and stop looking at people. And I know, and you know, and to go on record, I'll let Donald Trump hear me say it because I said, he ain't perfect, neither am I. My faith is not in Donald Trump. My faith is in Jesus Christ. But my prayer is to him that God give him wisdom in his position. My prayer is that God give me wisdom in my position, that I do what I'm supposed to do. If I stop complaining and feeding that unbelief and doubt and start speaking the words of life and words that will bring life and words that will bring light, then we can change some things. Hallelujah. So, listen to what God said in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Ooh. You can tell when it gets hot up in here. Jesus.